Why is he putting hot sauce in a condom? What up, y'all? Welcome back to Chico's World. Drizzy Drake is in the news. Bro, so apparently he put hot sauce in a condom. This is my question, because I don't know what happened. I want to know, does he put the hot sauce in the condom, then put it on, or he put it on an app? Why is he putting hot sauce in a condom? I want to know that. Like, why? But this is Drake finally breaks his silence. I know I'm a couple days late. I've been busy. So we about to get into it. If you haven't, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, hit that follow button. YouTube, hit that subscribe button. And let's go.
Drake put hot sauce in a condom? Wait, what? We're not even a whole month into 2022, and this is already the weirdest story of the year. So apparently the news of the day is that an IG model is planning to sue Drake because he put hot sauce in a condom after their casual encounter.
But why?
For years, Drake portrayed himself as hip-hop's Mr. Nice Guy, a rapper who wears his heart on his sleeve and promotes female empowerment.
Yes, but Drake is the type of person I always picture, like, he'll be at the strip club asking the strippers why they're doing this. How they can have so much better in their life. Like, that's the type of person that Drake always portrayed to be.
However, this facade has recently started crumbling to reveal a more petty, shady side to Aubrey Graham. In fact, some fans are now saying Drake has always been a toxic misogynist who fooled the public into thinking he's not like other rappers. As one fan on Twitter put it, Drake's greatest accomplishment was bamboozling the vast majority of the general population into thinking he was a uneurotic nice guy and not a hyper-possessive, violently creepy, raging misogynist, all because he doesn't say the B word and has a charming smile. Even back in the day when Drake was desperately trying to woo Rihanna, fans were saying Drake is not as nice as he wants everyone to believe. Throughout his on-again, off-again relationship with Rihanna, Drake constantly played the victim and whined to the press about Riri friend-zoning him. And while Rihanna never spoke publicly about him in a negative way, Drake used every opportunity to throw some subtle shade at her. In 2010, Drake complained to New York Times that Rihanna let him
on
and
broke his heart,
saying,
sauce.
Quote, "You know what she was doing to me? She was doing exactly what I've done to so many women throughout my life, which is show them quality time, then disappear. I was like, wow, this feels terrible." Drake even referred to himself as Rihanna's pawn and claimed he couldn't write any songs for months after Rihanna dumped him. And though Rihanna
got
repeatedly
that good,
made it clear to Drake she didn't want a serious relationship
Rihanna
with
got
him,
Drake doing all that? Rihanna had this man beefing with Chris Brown. Got this man having writer's block for months. Bro, Drake's so green, bro. I don't care. I won't be telling the world this, bro. I would not be telling the one I had writer's block because of her.
He just wouldn't take a hint. I mean, who can forget that cringy speech at the 2016 Video Music Awards?
She's someone I've been in love with since I was 22 years old.
In love with? How do I remember this?
Rihanna later told Vogue that wading through that speech was probably the most uncomfortable part. And she also revealed she's no longer on speaking terms with Drake. But Drake's weird obsession with Rihanna is far from the only problematic thing about him. Fans have also pointed out how many of Drake's songs contain blatantly misogynistic lyrics, and yet manages to get away.
Bro, this is rap. There's no misogyny in rap. Like, when did it get to a point where, like, you had to apologize for being a rapper? They wanted to cancel Eminem because of what he was saying. They wanted to cancel Lil Wayne for the Emmett Till, which he shouldn't have said it, but he said it. Like, they wanted to cancel Rick Ross for top put Molly in champagne and she didn't even know it. Bro, these are rappers. Like, 20 years ago, you would never apologize for what you put in the raps. Yeah, like, they were trying to cancel Eminem for the Rihanna song because they say it's like promoting rape. Bro, his first 3 or 4 albums were all about rape and murdering his mom and wife and everything. Like, that's all Eminem used to talk about, bro. Like, we got to get past this. We got to do better, man.
Away with it. Take, for example, the track Emotionless, where Drake complains about how all girls want to do is post pictures and impress everyone, as if he himself isn't one of the most image-obsessed rappers out there who posts selfies like these. And then there's Drake's creepy habit of policing women's sexuality and shaming them when they don't fit into his good girl idea. Remember Hotline Bling and Drake saying a good girl is supposed to stay home while he's out there working on his career? But the subtle misogyny in Drake's lyrics is only one small part of the problem. Not only did Drake get exposed by Pusha T and his baby mama, Sophie Brisseau, for being a deadbeat dad, but he also had the nerve to call his child's mother a fluke on the track When to Say When. The disrespectful lyrics triggered a ton of backlash against Drake on Twitter, with fans calling him toxic and embarrassing. One fan said, "Drake called his baby mother a fluke. Men are embarrassing. Sophie ain't done a thing to this man, but be quiet and take care of their kid. And he's out here being a head." Drake is rude as hell, another person tweeted. "You slept with one of many women with no condom. I didn't know some women hate Drake. She gets pregnant, has the baby, keeps it a secret for you.
Everyone loves Drake.
When Pusha revealed it, has never said anything bad about you, and she's a fluke? He needs to be slapped." And another fan added, "Drake has been toxic his whole career, and now y'all want to get mad over calling his baby mama a fluke?" But this wasn't the only thing fans were mad about. As if the whole situation with Drake's baby mama and secret son wasn't messy enough, Drake has also been accused of having inappropriately close relationships with girls half his age. One of these girls is Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown, who's 18 years
Drake's and who was it? Seven Streeter or was it SZA? One of them, I think she was like 15, 16. They say Drake was dating her when he was like 25. Yeah.
At the 2018 Emmy Awards, Millie, who was just 14 at the time, gushed about 31-year-old Drake and revealed he texts her regularly and always talks about how much he misses her.
"I love him. I met him in Australia, and he's honestly so fantastic and a great friend and a great role model. You know, we just text each other the other day, and he was like, 'I miss you so much.' I was like, 'I miss you more.'"
Drake is 31 years old, texting Millie Bobby Drake's Brown, next Michael Jackson, a 14-year-old girl, saying, "I miss you so much. She is a child," one fan tweeted at the time, while another person added, "I always said the guy was a creeper. There is something about him that never seemed right. Just couldn't put my finger on it." And just when you thought Drake's reputation couldn't take any more knocks, the Astroworld tragedy happened, and news broke that the day after 10 young people lost their lives during Travis Scott and Drake's performance, Drake partied at Dave & Buster's and then went to a strip club where he blew $1 million on exotic dancers.
This man not supposed to live his life, bro, because of a tragedy? It wasn't even his concert. It was, bro, like, y'all, like, this man, he getting bashed for going to a strip club after the tragedy. Like, he's supposed to sit there and mourn? That had nothing to do with him. He was just a guest star in it. Like, bro, like, come on.
You can imagine, fans were furious, and they started calling for Drake to be canceled. "Cancel Drake for his straight disregard for fans," one fan tweeted, "because after a mass casualty event, nothing says you care quite like plugging an album, Dave & Buster's, and hitting up a strip club. Amazed that he had such a callous disregard for lives.
I want him to cry in the hotel all day."
But despite all the backlash he received over the years, Drake is still not canceled. In fact, he bounced back in record time after Astroworld, and he's now back to doing questionable stuff. Drake's name is once again trending on Twitter, and fans are having a field day sharing memes of Drake with hot sauce? So, what's the deal with Drake and hot sauce? Well, it all started on January 9th when Instagram celeb gossip account Too Much Hot Tea shared a photo of Drake with a headline, "Instagram model ready to sue after Drake allegedly put hot sauce in condom." But if you thought the headline was weird, wait till you hear the whole story. Along with the photo, Too Much Hot Tea also shared a very long and very R-rated caption which detailed Drake's encounter with an unnamed IG model. Drake and the IG model allegedly met up on Instagram, and the two decided to link up a few weeks ago, the caption read. The model and Drake had a romantic encounter, and what happened next was, well, crazy. Apparently, after the party, Drake and the model went back to his hotel, where they smoked weed before Drake asked if she wanted to have sex. The model said Drake was very intent on ensuring things were consensual, and he then went to the bathroom and came out with a condom on. The caption then goes on to describe the...
So did he put, like, hot sauce, like, on the condom and then put it in there? Like, bro, this... Hold on. After the party, they went back to his hotel. They smoked weed for a bit, and he asked if she wanted to have sex. She said he was very intent on ensuring things were consensual. That's what you're supposed to do, so you don't sue him, stupid. Like, you know how many people are out here that will be claiming, like, oh, he raped me? No, he wants to make for sure. He ain't trying to have no Kobe Bryant on him. Like, he trying to make sure that they start with a bit of foreplay. He rubbed and sucked on her. He sucked on her titties for a bit. I don't know why that had to be on there. He then went to the bathroom and came out with a condom on. So he put the condom, okay. He making sure that ain't no, he ain't trying to have no more kids with porn stars or nothing. Like, he trying to sit there and have, make sure the condom, he put the condom on. He know ain't no, you ain't put no holes in it. He knows it's a good condom. Now, I don't know, did he put hot sauce like on top of the condom? Like,
and he then went to the bathroom and came out with a condom on. The caption then goes on to describe the encounter in detail, and here's when things get super weird. After the deed was done, the IG model claims Drake immediately went back into the bathroom to dispose of the condom.
Okay.
However, the model then fished the condom out of the trash, untied it, and put the opening end into her vagina, apparently trying to trap Drake with a pregnancy.
I told you! That's why she kept saying he was very intent on saying it's consensual, because you do shit like this. You sitting there trying to get pregnant by the man.
But the woman was in for a big, hot surprise, because she suddenly felt an intense burning sensation that she said felt like someone pouring hot lava on her private parts.
Hold on. She fished the condom out of the trash, untied it, and put the opening end into her vagina. Boy, was she in for a surprise. She said it felt like pouring hot lava into her pussy. She screamed and Drake ran to the bathroom. He admitted that he poured a packet of hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm. Salute, Drake. Bro, I'm not a Drake fan. I can't stand Drake's music. But, bro, this is some G shit. Like, I love what, like, he put, so, he wanted to make sure she didn't put no, so she put, he put the hot sauce in there. Like, that's you, dummy, going fishing out the trash. He did everything he was supposed to do. Like, I commend Drake for this. Like, he did what he had to make sure he had no kids. She going, she, like, why we can't cancel her? She going in the bathroom trying to get pregnant by the man, trying to get the condom and put it. Bro, she thought she found a duck, bro. I didn't know Drake was about it like that. Like, salute Drake for that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If it wasn't for that, he'll probably have another damn baby that he didn't want. Not saying he ain't with the other one, I don't know. But, no. See, like, that's why, like, if I was a huge entertainer, I'd rather just be with one person. Not saying I wouldn't want to have fun, but you just can't trust these hoes out here. These hoes ain't loyal. Shout out to Chris Brown.
She screamed and Drake ran into the bathroom, the caption concluded. He admitted that he poured a packet of hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm, and now the Instagram model is threatening to sue Drake.
For what?
Wow. Just when you thought you heard it all.
Yourself.
Fans are now saying Drake really gives zero F's, and despite all the weird stuff he's
How
done
is he in the wrong for this?
This has got to be the most insane Drake story yet. I'm dead. So Drake just got a little bottle of hot sauce in his bathroom cabinet?
Yeah.
And tweeted. And another person said, no, I don't need therapy. I need Drake to confirm or deny the hot sauce story. Well, it looks like Drake has finally broken silence on this crazy story with a new Instagram post. On Wednesday, January 12th, Drake posted two new photos of himself and wrote in the caption, you can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes. Fans are now speculating Drake is throwing shade at the IG model who is trying to sue him, and some of them are even saying the hot sauce thing was genius on Drake's part.
It is!
Drake do some questionable sh**, but the hot sauce in the condom was genius, one fan said.
Salute him!
And another person added that what the IG model did makes what Drake did pretty sane and understandable. However, many others are saying Drake is still weird for this, because instead of putting hot sauce in condoms, he should maybe consider not sleeping around with random IG girls who are just trying to secure a
Hey, the man living his life.
Drake is waste, though. All that money and fame, and he chose to f*** these thirsty IG models, one fan said. Link up with a sweet celebrity thing, bro. And another person wrote, Drake is such a man f***er. It's actually hilarious.
What's wrong with
but
it? Living his life.
This story was crazy.
He's living his life. Living his best life. This man want to sleep around with IG models all day. Let him. Like, ain't nothing wrong with what he did. Like, she shouldn't be trying to trap him. Like, why no one's trying to bash her for going in the bathroom after they had sex and try to force her to have a baby? Let me know what y'all think of this. And we out. Hey!